Phoenix Audio presents
Dave Barry's Greatest Hits. Why humor is funny. As a professional humorist, I often get letters from readers who are interested in the basic nature of humor. What kind of sick, perverted, disgusting person are you, these letters typically ask, that you make jokes about setting fire to a goat? And that, of course, is the wonderful thing about humor. What may seem depressing or even tragic to one person may seem like an absolute scream to another person, especially if he has had between 4 and 7 beers. But most people agree on what's funny, and most people like to be around a person with a great sense of humor, provided he also has reasonable hygiene habits. This is why people so often ask me, "Dave, I'd like to be popular too. How can I get a sense of humor like yours, only with less of a dependence on jokes that are primarily excuses to use the word booger?" This is not an easy question. Ever since prehistoric times, wise men have tried to understand what exactly makes people laugh. That's why they were called wise men. All the other prehistoric people were out puncturing each other with spears, and the wise men were back at the cave saying, "How about, here's my wife, please take her right now?" No. How about, "Would you like to take something? My wife is available." No. How about... Mankind didn't develop a logical system of humor until thousands of years later, when Aristotle discovered, while shaving, the famous humor syllogism, which states, if A is equal to B, and B is equal to C, then it would not be particularly amusing if the three of them went around poking each other in the eyes and going, "Nyak, nyak, nyak." At least I don't think it would be. By the Elizabethan era, humor had become extremely popular. The works of Shakespeare, for example, are filled with scenes that English teachers always claim are real thigh slappers. Although when you actually decode them, it turns out they mostly depend on the use of the Elizabethan...